Regular agenda remaining items are 413, yes.
413, authorize.
You want to do those together?
Yes, Mayor.
And authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County in the amount of $300,000 to administer the water sewer enhanced fixture repair project.
And go ahead and read 414 as well.
414, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County in the amount of $400,000 for administration of eligibility verification for water sewer bill discount and crisis assistance program.
Mayor, we're bringing this forward. It's a brief presentation for a couple reasons. One, to highlight a very successful program we have that offers discounts to low-income and elderly customers. Two, to highlight a successful partnership we have with Multnomah County. And three, because we finally found a forum in which we could have our good friend Rick Nitti come and offer some testimony. And then finally, at the end, I'm going to once again thank Elders in Action for helping us redesign our brochures so they are more elder-friendly. David?
Good afternoon. I'm David Schaff. I'm the director of the Water Bureau. This is Rick Nitti to my left. He's with Neighborhood House, and Laura Lee Baelish next to me is one of our participants in our low-income discount program. I'm going to very briefly give you an overview and then turn it over to Rick. So we began the financial assistance program back in 1995. The goal of the program is to help keep water and sewer bills more affordable for families that are on limited or fixed incomes. Multnomah County provides the income verification for the financial assistance program through 9 community senators throughout our service area. There are 9 agencies that provide safety net services as well as provide easy accessibility for us. The agencies that we work with are the Salvation Army, ERCO, SEI Community Services, Native American Youth and Family Center, Neighborhood House, Native American Rehabilitation Association, Human Solutions, Inc., Impact Northwest, and Catholic Charities. Now, we've had a very successful partnership with Multnomah County since 1995 with this program. It's been successful and efficient, and it provides our customers multiple convenient locations, as well as access to other services that they may possibly need in the location that they choose. We are proposing to renew this IGA over the next 5 years because we have no reason to believe that there is a better solution out there. As a matter of fact, the last time this was done, when it was originally put out to bid, 2 of the bidders were some of these agencies that we work with today. The financial assistance program, as I think you know, consists of 3 main parts: a bill discount program, crisis assistance, and leak and fixture repair. And Multnomah County works with us to do the verification services for those. I'm going to turn it over to Rick and then to Laura Lee, and then we'll be available for any questions you might have.
Great. Mayor Hales, Commissioners, my name is Rick Nitti. I'm Executive Director of Neighborhood House. Neighborhood House was established in 1905 with a mission of preventing hunger and homelessness and educating young and old. At Neighborhood House, we work to establish pathways to create a vibrant community in which neighbors work together to provide resources to reduce poverty for children and families, and reduce social isolation for low-income families and seniors. Our focus is on developing and maintaining an integrated system of services that work to change lives, strengthen community, and encourage equity and social justice. Our service palette includes early childhood, youth development, senior, and anti-poverty services. Last year, we touched the lives of 22,000 individuals. Neighborhood House is proud to be one of the 9 partners working with the City of Portland, providing access to water and sewer bill assistance for qualified residents. We provide easy access to water bill relief by helping needy residents complete the application and verify their eligibility. We know that the cost of our water and sewer service can be difficult to manage for low-income residents or people on fixed incomes. The 9 community partners are there to make the process of obtaining support from the Water Bureau easier. And let me tell you about one of the families we've helped. Priscilla, a 48-year-old mother, lives with her 5-year-old child and 69-year-old mother. Priscilla lives in a 100-year-old Multnomah Village house that is passed down through 3 generations. Priscilla has limited work experience, no computer skills, and hasn't worked in over a year. Her mother has been supporting the family on her limited Social Security of $13,000 per month and works to make extra money. 1300. I'm sorry. 13. Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
That's, we want her to be able to buy season tickets for the Blazers games. This year, she lost her job when the company she worked for went out of business. Priscilla's daughter is enrolled in our Head Start program. The family stretches their food stamps with occasional neighborhood house emergency food boxes. The family is fairly isolated, having no family members and very few friends to help support them. Working with one of our Head Start family advocates, we became aware of their difficult situation. We assisted them in receiving assistance with their electric bill from PGE and from the Water Bureau with their water and sewer bill. With our help, the family remains in their home and hopefully will get back on their feet with the improving job picture. Thank you.
Laura Lee.
Hi, my name is Laura Lee Balish, and I am 45 years old. I live with my husband in Northeast Portland, and we own our house. I am on disability, which is our income. I have various medical conditions. One that is pretty well known is multiple sclerosis. And I volunteer at the Salvation Army. I try my best to be a good citizen, paying my property taxes and helping out when I can and when my body lets me. I find that the water discount is very helpful for me, and it's a big relief for my family. I've also taken part in some of the other offers from the program. I've had my toilet replaced with a rebate that was for the low income, and that was very helpful. It's I've only had like one, maybe two billing cycles since that, but it, from what I can see, there's about $20 savings already, and so that, you know, could mean the difference with, you know, gas in the tank or food for the pets or medicines that aren't covered by my insurance or, you know, things like that. I also was able to, when I was first finding out about the water program, that I had the bill, the first bill, and I was helped with the energy, the one-time, what do you call it, the emergency fund thing while I was waiting for my paperwork to go through to get on the discount. I just recently did my second cycle of discount, and it's just a wonderful thing to have and to help a person like me who I want to do what I can as a citizen, and the discount makes it more able for me to help and to pay my bit. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you all. And Larley, particularly, it's nice when we're talking about these programs to hear about a particular Portland family that something that we do here works for. So thanks for taking the time to do that. It makes it much less abstract, and we can see how it's really working for people. So thank you. Great. Anything else for this panel? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And David, does that testimony cover both items?
Yes, it covers both of the items that we have in front of you today.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to testify on these?
No one else signed up.
Okay. And then they both passed a second reading. Thank you very much.
Thanks.